Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and happy Easter, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District. And on this Easter Sunday, we celebrate the holiest and most sacred day out of the year, the day the crucified Lord, after making the ultimate sacrifice, is victorious over death and is seated at the right hand of the Father. We are happy that you can join us on this Easter Sunday. We have a special show this morning, so grab your coffee cup, sit back, and get ready for your heart to be filled. And I'd like to welcome our students and guests from Madonna Catholic Regional School in Monongahela, Washington County. I want to welcome our principal, Kathy Miller, who and the eighth grade teacher, Leslie Kozel, along with our students, Sarah Calloway, Andrew Clado, Jaden de Blasio, and Ava Lindley. Welcome, everybody, to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning. So, Kathy, if you can start us off, what makes it unique and how long have you been principal at Madonna Catholic Regional?
Madonna Catholic Regional School, we regionalized in 1998. We were joined together with the last three Catholic schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh located in the Mid-Mon Valley. We are actually getting ready to celebrate our 25th anniversary in the 2023-2024 school year. We are unique. We have students coming to Madonna from 11 different school districts. And although we are very small, we have created a family atmosphere. And we're very proud of that. Small but mighty. I started teaching in 1992, and I became the principal here at Madonna for the 2017-2018 school year. Actually, our eighth grade here was my last second grade class.
Oh, wow. Okay. So your eighth graders were first Holy Communicants when you...
Yes. It was my last year teaching. They made their first Holy Communion.
Wow. And I know being in Washington County, Madonna Catholic is definitely a beacon of hope because of the limited number of Catholic schools that are available in the southern tier of the Diocese of Pittsburgh. So I'm just so heartwarmed that you're able to bring in people from all over the communities there and in Monongahela. Leslie, let's ask you, tell us a little bit about you. And did you always have a calling to teach religion? And what made you into this wonderful profession?
Well, Father, I've been teaching religion for over 30 years. Right here at Madonna Catholic. And these current eighth graders were at one time my kindergarten students.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes. Now, we have been together quite a long time, and it has been a joy for me to watch the students and how they grow and change in their faith and in their faith formation and all the knowledge that they gather while being present here at Madonna Catholic. So it's been fun for me.
And you've been at Madonna all 30 years.
Yes, sir, I have.
That's longer than I've been a priest. I've been a priest for 22, so you're like a pillar of that school community. That's wonderful.
She is.
I guess that I am. Yes, I'm very proud of that, though.
Wow. Let's bring our wonderful eighth graders, Sarah, Andrew, Jaden, and Ava. If you each can maybe answer this question, what makes your school so special to you as eighth graders? Can we start with Sarah?
One thing that makes that I think makes our school special is being able to gather as a school all together each morning for prayer, and that also eighth grade gets to lead and help the younger kids understand all about God and Jesus.
Okay. And how about you, Andrew?
I like everything at Madonna, from altar serving at Mass and leading prayer to prayer partners with the little kids during Advent and Lent.
Okay. Jaden?
One thing I like about Madonna is my friends. I wouldn't be the person I am without them.
All right. And how about you, Ava?
What makes your school special? Teaches you how to be an independent thinker, but gives you all the help you need. The school feels like a big family. Even though we have our issues with each other, we're still close.
All right. And also for our students, tell us what kind of teachings or preparations are most meaningful to you at Easter, and what would be the most fun?
One of them is like gathering for Stations of the Cross and being able to like serve at the stations. And then one of the fun things is that we are doing a food drive competition. It is a fun competition for the kids, but then we're also serving the almsgiving by helping the people in need.
Okay, how about you, Andrew?
Getting to help the younger kids at Mass and stations and prayer by, you know, explaining what the altar servers and what the priest is doing up on the altar, and showing them how to read the music from the book and what the readings are about.
Okay, that sounds good. Jaden?
We are doing a lesson drive for a military family that will be overseas at Easter, and we are able to send them a little treat from home during this time.
And how about you, Ava? What makes your school special? In the teachings and preparations, what's most meaningful to you for Easter?
Altar serving and prayer partners. We get to help young students not be afraid of the older kids, and we can help them learn to get closer to God and what is right from wrong.
Okay. Now, one thing I heard from all of you is altar serving. So altar serving is very special for you. And
yep.
Do you know that when I was your age, I was an altar server too? So maybe some of you could be a priest or a religious sister. So never know. It's good to help out at Mass too, help the priest out, right? And makes you really feel like you're utilizing your gifts and your talents. And that's good. Kathy, I want to bring you back in as the principal. This time of year, preparing for Easter, what is like the highlight at Madonna Catholic Regional to preparing the kids for Easter?
Well, one of the highlights that we did this year that we hope to become a new tradition, we partnered with St. Andrew the Apostle and Father Joe Uzar. And, you know, we go to Mass on Ash Wednesday, we get our ashes, we talk about what that's about. But what we did this year is we actually had a prayer service where we said goodbye to the Alleluia. We buried the Alleluia. We took the kids outside and we burned palms, and we were able to explain to them that, you know, this is where the ashes come from that we are putting on our foreheads to represent us as Christians to our community. So it was a nice, hopefully yearly tradition that we're going to be able to do with our students, so they're able to better understand that beginning the season of Lent, and, you know, talking about the almsgiving and examples that we're doing for almsgiving. We gather for prayer every morning with our prayer partners. We go to Stations of the Cross. And like the students have been saying about, I know they talk a lot about the prayer partners because we start that in Advent. But it also it creates a bonding family atmosphere between the older students and the younger students. So like what Ava said, the younger students aren't afraid of the older students. They're able to create that, you know, bonding where if they see each other not only in school, but outside in the community, they're not afraid to interact with one another. And it's kind of something that we're very proud of that we have built as part of our Lenten and Advent traditions.
That's good. So the big kids become like the buddies to the little kids too.
Yes,
and in a way, a lot of good friendships develop with that.
Right. We've seen that, and they've talked about like how they've had, you know, they've continued those relationships.
But I want to bring Leslie back in. If as the eighth grade teacher, How do you prepare the kids for Lent and Easter? What would be some key things as the religion teacher?
Well, some special things that we do is we encourage them to take part in their parish Lenten activities as well. We ask them to serve as volunteers for the fish fry. And we ask them to help with the almsgiving that we are teaching them about. And they learn about the history of the church. They learn about Jesus's last days in a more concrete way because they are better able to understand that now. So stations, really, they really enjoy Stations of the Cross, and we look at it in a deeper way so that they understand exactly what's happening to Jesus. And I think that that really helps them understand the meaning of Easter, and that we're all getting ready for the resurrection of the Lord. And that's,
I like how you tied in, Kathy, about the palms being burnt, and those are the ashes for Ash Wednesday. And then, prepare them for Stations of the Cross, helping out, serving. Those are things, it's key, and get the kids involved with that. I think that really adds a lot and prepares them for the true meaning. Yeah, it's not so much about chocolate bunnies and jelly beans and eggs, but suffering and death and rising of Christ. Yes. We have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus and happy Easter. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict Moore Parish in the Hill District, and also the pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. And on this Easter Sunday, we are talking with Madonna Catholic Regional School in Monongahela in Washington County, our principal, Kathy Miller, and also our eighth grade teacher, Leslie Kozel. And our eighth grade students, we have Sarah Calloway, Andrew Plato, Jaden Bellazio, and Ava Lindley. And welcome back for our second segment, everyone. We've heard many wonderful testimonies on this program about the power of Catholic education and the impact that changes lives. And a Catholic education helps the students to be the light of Christ in the world and to become the true servants of God in the school, in the community. So I want to bring back our students, our eighth graders. Tell us a little bit about the Lenten Prayer Partner Program that Madonna Catholic Regional has and what makes it so special. So let's start with Sarah.
We start with our prayer partners during Advent. An older student gets paired with a younger student, and you get to help them love God more, and you also build a friendship that continues throughout the year. And also, as like eighth graders, once we leave the school, we know that we can still come back and we have those younger kids that we can be friends with and see them grow in their love of God.
So you become like a mentor to the little kids, right? The older kids. Yes. Okay. Andrew?
Older kids get to show the younger prayer partners how to participate at Mass, read the music, and as I stated earlier, show them and point out what the altar servers and Father are doing on the altar during Mass to help them better understand the Mass.
Good. Jaden?
I think it's very good. It teaches the younger ones to be friends with the older ones. You only have a limited time here to make friends, and it's nice make these friends by our wheel or at Madonna.
And how about you, Ava?
It's nice because I still know my prayer partners from when I was young, and they still give me hugs.
All right, and I want to bring back our eighth grade teacher, Leslie Kozel, and Principal Kathy Miller. When you watch the students run the prayer partner program, what goes through your mind and what impacts your heart the most?
The bonding that takes place between the students. We are a family here. And like Ava said before, like we have our issues like a family, but they grow together. They learn to love, love each other, throughout everything.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Leslie?
I definitely feel a sense of pride to watch these students take on this role of leadership through the prayer partners. when they lead us every day in morning prayer, they know how to pray. We're giving them that opportunity, and they have watched it since they were in kindergarten themselves. They've had prayer partners for 8 years. And now this year, they are leading the prayer and also becoming, you know, passing on that tradition. So it just fills me with a sense of pride and gratitude that I'm a part of, that I'm a part of this journey with them.
Right, because you don't see that everywhere. You don't see that bonding between the older kids and the younger kids, not only at prayer and at mass, but throughout the day in the cafeteria, in the hallway. Like Leslie said, it does make me feel proud of watching them grow into these fine young men and women of faith.
So the prayer partner, they get you get a new one every year.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that stays with them through the whole school year. And then when they come back the next year, then it'll be a different prayer partner.
Correct.
Do friendships still stay on, even though they might change their prayer partners over the years?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's bring in the eighth graders just to talk about that. Sarah, Andrew, Jaden, and Ava, over the years. Now you're the eighth graders. You're the cream of the crop right now. Over the years, you've had all these different prayer partners. So I'm going to ask each and every one of you just to chime in briefly. What's it been like to have a little buddy, a prayer partner each year? Let's start with Sarah. What do you think about that?
It's been like really nice because, like, say you don't get along with the older kids, you know that you have the younger kids as your friends and you can talk to them and they see a different point of view because you might be down that day, but then you see them, like your prayer partner or any little kid, and their smile might light up your day and make you happy, even if you're not having that good of a day.
So if you're having a bad day, your prayer partner can bring a little sunshine into your life, right?
Yeah.
How about you, Andrew?
I mean, it was different at first because the younger kids, of course, have a different view than the older kids. They're viewing the world from a completely different view. And I mean, it takes a couple days to get used to it, but it's always fun.
Hmm. Jaden?
Well, I like this program because it allows you to have like more friendships. And with people that have social anxiety or afraid to make friends, you can make friends with them easily. So that gives like people that really nice start in life.
And how about you, Ava?
I 100% love this prayer partners and being around younger kids because it teaches us a thing of responsibility and them that they have friends that aren't just in their grade and we can support them. And I still have prayer partners from when I was in fourth grade who still come up to me and give me hugs every day.
So extra friendships develop over the years. And being that Madonna is a smaller school, you have that family atmosphere. You're not just a number. You don't get lost in the crowd, so to speak. And you have that nice, tight-knit family together. As they say, a family that prays together, that you stay together. And I really like that. I want to bring back Kathy and Leslie now for these last 2 minutes. What a wonderful program that you're doing there at Madonna Catholic with this prayer partner. Obviously, having our eighth grade students share their input. So kudos to you and your staff for this. What do you hear from the parents about the prayer partner experience? Obviously, do some friendships develop too with not just the students, but with the parents? Kathy, I'll start with you.
Sometimes yeah. They do, especially when we do prayer activities. It brings the students and their families together. But they've also said it creates leadership among these young kids and it gives them time for patience and understanding because sometimes working with the younger kids, they can try your patience. Mm. But it has shown great leadership and patience and compassion. And our older students. And I think our parents see that and want to be a part of it.
Good. Leslie, your final thoughts on the parents' perspectives and input?
I believe that the parents are pleased with this program because, you know, we are encouraging our young adults to reflect on their own beliefs and values, and the parents watch them consider how they can put them into practice by working with their prayer partners. It also helps them, you know, develop more of their Catholic identity. It helps them understand the dignity of the human person, the common good, solidarity. You know, they're encouraged to deepen their prayer life. And also through this, you know, some parents have said that they thought for, you know, for a while and continue to think that maybe that would help them and their child consider vocations to the priesthood or religious life or even marriage. Hopefully through prayer, they'll have a strong foundation of the faith that will just continue to grow with them as they grow.
Right. Absolutely. That's what we say. It's a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. We try to give them that strong foundation here of their faith so they can continue to grow on it.
Okay. Well, Kathy Miller, Leslie Penzel, and our students, Sarah, Andrew, Jaden, and Ava from Madonna Catholic Regional, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Father.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio.
This week in our Plus segment, as we celebrate Easter Sunday, we are officially done with the Lenten season. And we hear St. Mary Magdalene, of course, a very near and dear to my heart patron saint of my parish, that the tomb is empty. And St. Mary Magdalene is the very first person to see the risen Lord. And she becomes what we call the apostle to the apostles to say that the tomb is empty and Jesus has truly risen from the dead. So Easter is about life after death and giving us the hope of the resurrection. So our Lenten goals and objectives, hopefully we are a stronger person, a better person, and we celebrate spring, we celebrate new life and renewal, refreshment, and Easter is about rebirth and regrowth. So let's savor the next 50 days of Easter. Easter is not just one day, but 50-day celebration of our risen Lord. And let us too go out to celebrate the good news that the tomb is empty. And let's celebrate life, not death, and look at the wonderful positive blessings that are around us each and every day. And never take life for granted. Always appreciate the gifts, the blessings, our faith, our family, and really celebrate this season of Easter. So on behalf of Bishop Zubik and the entire Diocese of Pittsburgh, thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. Thanks to Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for our sponsors. And once again, happy Easter to everyone from all of us.